Yep. We're on?
Yeah.
We're on. Okay. Today's daf is daf in Baal Kama, daf Lamed Zayin. We're going to start on Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. It's 5-6 lines from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Ginsburg family for Zchus, for Refuah Shleima, for Rivka Perel, Bas Fega Bela. Okay. So the Gemara is finishing the mice that we had before, that we talked about. Talked about a guy who was tukay in the ear of his friend. So now what happens is Amalei Ahu Gavra. So he's chayv to pay him this palga zuza, right? It's only the chatzi zuza, a small amount of money. So Amalei Ahu Gavra. So the guy, the injured party, says to his attacker, "Hoi lo palga de zuzahu. Since you only chayv to give me this small amount, this half dollar, you chayv to pay me. Lo ba'ina, I don't want it. I don't need this. I don't want such a small thing. It's embarrassing enough to be hit this way, and it's more embarrassing to get paid such a small amount. I don't want it." Instead, he says, "Nasri l'aniyim, give this money to the aniyim." So hada armalei, but after a little bit of time, he says, "You know what? I changed my mind. Nasri nahalei, give me the money. The eitzav abri b'namshi, and I'll go and I'll use it to get better or something like that." Can't really be a lashon refuah because there was no nezik report. He's not chayav. So he says, "Give me, it's not a chiv. Just give me the money. I can use the money for whatever reason. I can pay some bills with it." Nasri nahalei, but azav abri b'namshi. So Amalei Rav Yosef says to him, you can't get it back, because you told him to give it to the aniyim, kvar zachu be'aniyim. The aniyim already acquired the money. He says, most Rishonim say, but I didn't maimon shloshtan. Okay, maimon shloshtan is, you know, you put three people together, A owes to B, and so with A, B, and C all together, you can transfer the obligation from A directly to C. So here, what it must have been is you had the obligor was the mazik, the obligee was the nizak, and he transferred it to the aniyim. How do you transfer it to the aniyim? Right, shekvar zacha bo aniyim ve'afakadu leka aniyim hachas. But even though the aniyim weren't here, ana yad aniyim anan. I, Rav Yosef, was like the yad of the aniyim. I was zocha on their behalf, right? I was zocha on their behalf. So therefore, the obligor passed through the obligee into the Yad Yaniyim via Rav Yosef. So the Amar Rav Yehuda, so we're going to see here, I'm not exactly sure what the proof here, because we'll see here from a proof that we're going to see now that the Beis Din, or the Chachamim, can be the Yad for the Yaniyim, they can protect the Yaniyim, and we're going to prove it from Ketanim. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Yisomim Einon Tzrichim Prozbol. If Yisomim have Storos, right, they have, you know, Halos, they don't need a Prozbol. They don't need to write a prosbul. We say automatically the chiyuvim that are, the chobos that are owed to them are not nishmat on shmita. Why? B'chein tani Rami Bar Chama some interesting prosbul. Why? Because Rabban Gamliel based dino al vi inshul yisomim hayu. Rabban Gamliel and the Beis Din are like the father of the yisomim, which means that since they have to act on the behalf of the yisomim, it's as if these staros were already placed. They already moser staros of the Beis Din. Since they already moser staros of the Beis Din. Rashi says. Because we are like the hands of the Yisomim, and therefore we have to do stuff on their behalf. Their staros are considered as if they're mosel lebeizdin. And the Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Hamoser staros lebeizdin, emishamtin." That's the whole thing. So I'm just not clear because we proved over here that with a yad for the aniyim. By showing that with the yad for the yisomim by prosbul. So do the aniyim have to give their shtaros to Beis Din on prosbul? I mean, what's the comparison? I don't understand the comparison. The Mukhe Yosef says that even though the Gemara here is mashva the din of aniyim and yisomim, he says they're not really shoved that when it comes to, even though by prosbul the yisomim do not have to make the prosbul because yad Beis Din allows that their shtaros to be considered moser, but the aniyim do have to. So according to Mukhe Yosef, what's the comparison? It's completely different. It's just showing that we're protecting. There's a protected class. Right? It's a protected class, like the Supreme Court cases. There's a protected underprivileged class, and we're showing that the Beis Din protects that class. But the rules aren't the same. Once you assume, once for aniyim.
No, it's not exactly the same. It's money that's committed to the aniyim is under the control of Beis Din, not the aniyim's money themselves.
Right. So well, it's their money. It's their. It's money that's committed to them.
Aniyim have loans out there.
I don't know. Maybe that's what made them poor. But didn't get paid back. I don't know. You know, there are plenty of people who owe other people money, and then you see that they got loans because they don't get paid back. I'm just saying that I don't think it's completely. But why don't you bring a riot? But you're saying we're showing. I hear, but I just don't think it's completely congruous. It's not exactly the same thing. One's talking about a knee, and one's talking about Yisomim. They're different. It's a different class. Okay. Anyway, Tosos and Din Rasa Yad Aniyim Anan, he says that he collects, yes. So Im Tomer, below Yad Aniyim, why do we need to come on to this whole reason that, oh, I'm Yad Aniyim and you were con, and they were con it? Im Tomer, below Yad Aniyim, Nami Michayev, Staka Bamira. But just by verbalizing Staka Yachayev. So the guy says, give it to Staka. He's automatically obligated to give the Staka. You can't be Choser. He says, Im Tomer, below Yad Aniyim, Nami Michayev, Staka Bamira. Kirashinu Perakam Rosh Hashanah, but Pichas of Staka. So Tosas gives two answers. The first answer he says, "V'yesh lomar de kamosha ein adam makdish davar shlo ba'al olam hachinami ein adam notin tztaka davar shlo ba'al olam." Here it's lo ba'al olam yet. If I have money and I say this should go to tztaka, I can't retract. Here he's saying, "You owe me that money. That money should go, give that money through the niyam." He's not saying give me tam neder, what Tosas points out, but it's tztaka shlo ba'al olam. So similar case. If the item doesn't exist yet, he wouldn't be able to makdish it. It has to be a physical existence. Here, the money doesn't exist in his hands yet. The guy owes him the money, but he doesn't have it just yet. That's one. That's Tosos pshat. That's what Moshe Shalom say. Tosos, at the end of the third to last wide line, brings the sheet of Rabbi Hananel, who says that, but this guy doesn't want to retract completely from giving the tztaka. Rather, Rabbi Hananel perishes zelo hayarotz alachzer bomen at tztaka el hayarotz alilvosa lefisha. He wanted to borrow against it, right? Ulahachzer alachzer laniyim taktav, and then later to give it back. You can't. I can't give it to you, right? But Amar, right? It proves a case from Erechin. Haomer seller zol tztaka ad shelo bal yagabe mutlishno. So if I say this seller should go to tztaka until I actually give it to the tztaka, into the pushka, I can retract it. I have a really crisp dollar bill. I want to put it into the pushka. I'm saying this is going to go into the pushka. I reach my pocket. I realize, oh, there's a real crumpled up one. It's not going to work in the vending machine. I'd rather give that to into the tztaka. Then I can switch it because I didn't give it yet. But once I give it, I can't change it. So I'm wondering the questions about taking change from tztaka or things like that. How that plays into it. But I guess if you take change and give, then the whole thing is moot. But that's two reasons why you needed the raya. You needed the reason for Yad Aniyim, either because and it wouldn't have been enough just to say just the amir wouldn't have been enough, either because as the Tosos brings down, because it's davar shelo ba'al olam yet in the beginning, or it wasn't talking about a case he wanted to retract. It's just talking about a case where he wanted to switch the coin that he's using. Okay. Chanan Bisha, we had this guy who's an evil guy. Takal lahachayvus, actually pretty funny case. Takal lahachayvus, he did. He was tokay by the ozen of somebody, and he owed him money. Asal kamei d'ravuna amalei zil havelei pagad azuzin. Go pay him half a zuz. So havelei zuz amacha. He had this really bad zuz, right? But it was a zuz. Only it was half a zuz. So he has to somehow exchange this on the market to get two halves so he can pay it because he doesn't want to give him the full zuz. So by the meisalei minei pagad azuz. So he wanted to go switch it. Shalohamashtakalei. But since it was such a bad zuz, no money changer wanted to change it. So what does he do? Instead of trying to figure out a way to get new money, more money, takalei achrina. So he's talking the other ear. So he's now chayv another klatzi zuz, v'yahavi nihile. And then he gives him the entire zuz garua. So he doesn't have to worry about changing the money. He just gives it over. Okay. We're now going to be talking about cases, the next Mishnah, talking about cases where the shor is nogeach three times, becomes a muad. And now he's muad to pay nezek shalim. The question is now, it's about a shor who's muad to certain minim, to certain types of animals or people, and he's not muad to other animals. The Gemara is going to talk about, we're going to read the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to have a machlok on how exactly you're supposed to read the Mishnah. So Mishnah says, Shor shehu muad lamino. You have a shor who's muad lamino, meaning it was nogeach three times a shor, that's its minah. Shor is muad lamino. And our kirsa here says, ve'eno muad l'che'eno mino. But we know that it's not muad to other minim. How do we know that? Because it saw other behemos and wasn't nogeach them. So we know it's eno muad le'eno mino. So the machlok is going to be, smokes whether you have that vav. Because here we're saying, shor shemu lamino, it's muad lamino, ve'eno muad le'eno mino. And it's not muad for the other min, because it saw other animals. Mashma, that stam, muad lamino is muad to other animals. Another gear in the mission is going to be, is shor shemu lamino, eno muad le'eno mino. Just because it's muad to one min doesn't mean it's muad to another min, meaning it's not an explanation of the case, it's not a continuation of the case, it's just an explanation of the halacha. We'll see that's the machlokas in the Gemara. So let's, shor shehu muad lamino ve'eino muad l'she'eino mino. Or muad la'adam, it's muad for to be nogeach a person, ve'eino muad l'behema, but it's not muad to gore animals. Or it's muad l'katanim, it likes to pick on the smaller people, smaller animals. Muad l'katanim, ve'eino muad l'gadolim, but the big ones it stays away from. Eshehu muad lo for the category that it's muad mishalim nezek shalim. It pays nezek shalim. The eshehu muad lo mishalim chatzin nezek. And the categories it's not muad. If he does damage to it, it only pays chatzin nezek. I think the chiddush here might be is that let's say he hits muad. It's muad and it's enu muad at the same time. Nevertheless, he still only pays full for one and half for the other. We don't say tchilas over pshia, so you know, so for the onus in that instance, it continues. The halacha is in that case also muad for the nezek shalim for the muad min and chati nezek for the non for the tam min. So amar lifnei Rabbi Yehuda, so the talmidim asked Rabbi Yehuda, harei zeh, we have this shor, okay, that is muad l'shabbosos. It's muad to do damage on Shabbos. It was nogeach on Shabbos three times, but the eno muad l'chol. But we saw for three days in a row, it was nogeach on Shabbos. Then it wasn't nogeach the whole week. Then it was nogeach on Shabbos. Wasn't nogeach the whole week. It was nogeach on Shabbos. Wasn't nogeach the whole week. Now it's muad l'shabbos. So right. So what's the story? So Amar Lahem. So he answers them l'shabbosos mishalom nezek shalom. If it's nogeach on the fourth Shabbos, or the third Shabbos, depending on how we read the Rashi earlier in the Masechta, if it's Nogeach the fourth time, then it pays, it's on Shabbos, it pays more, it pays the Nezek Sholem. But, Liyamos Chol, if it's Nogeach the following Sunday, it's only Tam for Yamos Chol. Liyamos Chol, Mashalim Chati Nezek. Aye, the Amosai, who Tam, when can it be Chozer to go back to be a Tam? Mishayach Shabbos Sholem Shemesh Shabbos. So three Shabbos in a row have to pass where it's not Nogeach. That's how it's Chozer, that's why that it's Chozer to Tam. Actually, there's a lot to talk about on this. Question is, what does it mean? Why would it be more prone to damage on Shabbos as opposed to damaging during the week? So, what? So that's what Rashi says. What? That's what Tosis brings down the Eli Yerushalmi. Wonderful. So,
damaging other people or other animals?
Well, that's the Nafkamina. So that's good. All right, so I'll sit down. We're done. So. Okay, what's Rashi says the reason why the sword is because it's batal mimalacha, you know, and being batal leads to you know, idle hands and the work of, so it leads to doing damages. But Tosfos says that the Rishami writes, since he sees people in Malbushim that aren't Shabbos, the Malbushi Shabbos, he doesn't recognize them and he does damage because he's scared, he doesn't recognize them. So animals see something that's not familiar with, he's gonna go a little nuts and he's gonna damage. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes that according to the time of Rashi, there's no difference whether the shor was nogeach on Adam or Behema, because it's the bitul malacha. But according to the Yerushalmi, this din is only said if it's nogeach l'Adam. But then, if he was nogeach behemos on Shabbos, according to the Yerushalmi, he would still be a mu'ud on chol also, because there's no difference to being nogeach behemos on Shabbos and then to being nogeach behemos on chol. If the whole reason is why people are wearing different clothing, that doesn't necessarily apply to the other animals because they're not wearing clothing. However, the Rasha says no. It could be that since he sees people, unfamiliar people, it just he becomes meshuga and he'll hit animals anyway. Just he's not going to differentiate so much. The Meiri brings down another difference between them is what about Yontif? If you move the Shabbos, or you move the Yontif? So according to the Mandamar, says that you're wearing nice clothing. He claims, according to the Rishami, brought down by the Tosfos, it applies to Yontif also, because you change your clothing on Yontif also. But in Yontif, you're allowed to do certain malachas with the animal. So maybe it's not batal malacha, so maybe that wouldn't be, he says it could possibly be, that maybe you're not, you don't become a muad for Yontif. But three times on Shabbos.
So maybe you made Shabbos, maybe include Yontif. What is he made?
I don't know, 3 days of Shabbos. I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't say doesn't say Gimel Yimei Shabbos or Yontif. I hear it, but it doesn't. I don't think it's Mufrach. So what happens if somebody's standing? He finishes Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. Finishes Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, and he's Masufut now. Whether or not he said the Tefillah for Shabbos, or said the Shmona Esrei for Shabbos, or the Shmona Esrei for Chol. What's the story? So the Chai Adam says that you have to go back. You have to go back to the beginning, because you said, you know, you probably said Chol, if you're Masupa, you have to say Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that, we're also in Shimon Reish Samaches, a cut and test, that if you're Suffolk, low, you're Mispaal, Shol Chol, Shol Shabbos, you have to be Choser, Mistama, you're Mispaal Chol, because that's what you're Rogil. But he brings down, here, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, on that Simon, says that maybe from our Sugya, according to the Yerushalmi, maybe you don't have to say that. According to the Yerushalmi, it seems to suggest that by wearing Big Day Shabbos, it changes and you become used to it's for the sure it's what you're not used to, so it makes a roshim on the mammal. It makes a roshim that there's a difference between this day and some other day. So maybe if the person is wearing Big Day Shabbos, and this if you're wearing Big Day Shabbos and you have a complete suffix at the end, whether or not you could shochnor karav mesupah, then maybe you could say that he did say Shabbos because he's wearing the Big Day Shabbos. So according to that, that may make a difference as to what everybody's wearing, what you're wearing, where you're located, what you're actually wearing. If you're not wearing what you typically are Bigdei Shabbos, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe if you're an American and you're in Israel and you're not wearing a suit, and then you forget, maybe it's different. I don't know. Next case was interesting thing is it's brought down from the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach once brings down a story that there was this woman who was crying. She ran to the Rav Shaver. She was crying because on Shabbos. Her child wouldn't nurse. She couldn't get the child to nurse on Shabbos. So the Rugged Shover, in typical Rugged Shover fashion, simply said, "It's a Yerushalmi!" And that was it. So the woman goes out, she has no idea what the Rugged Shover is talking about, and she's crying in the street. The Or Sameach says that she bumped into Rechizkia Yosef Mishkovsky. Rechizkia Yosef Mishkovsky was the last Rav in the town of Krinki, which is actually where my grandfather's from. Mishkovsky was the Rav of the town, my great-grandfather was one of the Dayanim in the town. Anyway, so Rav Mishkovsky said, "You know what? The Rugged Shover gave you the answer. Let's go to the Meshech Chachma to get an explanation for the answer, because the Rugged Shover is obviously right. Let's figure out what he meant." So the Or Sameach explained, "It's because of what Kamek said. What does it mean, Yerushalmi?" He asked her, "Do you wear a nicer sheito? Do you change your clothing on Shabbos?" So she goes, "Yeah, of course, because the baby doesn't recognize you. It's Yerushalmi. You're changing your clothing on Shabbos. The entity doesn't recognize you, and therefore it's nervous. So too, when it comes to nursing your child on Shabbos." Put on the old Big Day Chol Shabbos, and you'll see that the baby will nurse. It doesn't bring down whether it worked or not. That's the story. I have to look inside to see if it worked or not. But that's the story that from the Meshech Chachma and the Rugged Shover. Okay. Fine. So now we're going to bring down what I mentioned before: the Machlokes and actually how to read the Mishnah. And that's going to take up most of the rest of the daf. Itmar, Rav Zvid Amar Ve'eno Mu'ot Nan. Rav Zvid says, if you look at our Mishnah, it says, Shor Shu Mu'ot Lamino, he has the hour way. Ve'eno Mu'ot, right? Ve'eno Mu'ot. So it means we know it's not a Mu'ot. Rav Papa Amar Eno Mu'ot Nan. Rav Papa says, you read it, Shor Shu Mu'ot Lamino, Eno Mu'ot Lush Eno Mino. So according to Rav Zvid, it's part of the description of the Shor. We know it's a Mu'ot for A, but it's not a Mu'ot for B. According to Rav Papa, it's just a statement of halacha. If a shor is muad for one min, it's not, by definition, it's not muad to another min. So Rav Zvid Amar v'eino muad tnan. So hastama have muad. So stam, it is muad. The only reason why it's not muad in the Mishnah is because we know it's v'eino muad. We've seen it pass by other animals three times and didn't attack them. So it's v'eino muad. But stam, if we didn't know for certain that it wasn't a muad to the other min. Stam muad minachar echad is muad l'chol minim. But Rav Papa amar eno muad tnan. Rav Papa says eno muad tnan. According to this girsa, the words elu are not a continuation of the ma'aseh. It's just these tables are in the Mishnah are telling us the din that stam alone have a muad. If it's muad for one min, eno muad for another min. That's going to be the difference according to Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, whether or not if the animal is muad for one min, is stam is it muad for another min. So we're now trying to bring proofs one way or another. From the end of the Gemara, it seems that we proved Rav Zvid. If from the continuation of the Gemara, and based on the Psak, we pass like Rav Papa, which is just interesting. So Rav Zvid, and we'll see that also. Rav Zvid, Dayik Misefa. Rav Zvid made his diuk from the Seifa. Rav Papa, Dayik Mireisha. Rav Papa had a diuk his way from the Reisha. How does that go? Rav Zvid, Dayik Misefa, the Katani, because it says in the Seifa, Seifa says, Mu'ad the Katanim, Ve'ena Mu'ad the Gedolim. Right, it's Mu'ad for Katanim, not Mu'ad for Gedolim. Ve'i Amart Bishma, Ve'eno Katani. If you're telling me that, it means Ve'eno, meaning, I know it's Mu'ad for Katanim, and I see that it's not Mu'ad for Gedolim as well. Hastamye, but if it was Stam, Have Mu'ad. But Stam, it's Mu'ad. Hakamash Malan, that our Mishnah is teaching us a new din. Dafilo Mimiktanim, Legedolim, Nami Mistavi Have Mu'ad. It's coming to teach us that, even if you're Mu'ad for Katanim, if you're moved for Katanim, it's still Stam that you're moved for Gedolim. Don't think just because he hit three times small members of that species, he's not going to be inclined to hit larger members of that species. Mu'ad l'katanim is mu'ad l'gedolim, and only over here the Mishnah has to tell the Mishnah is saying that it's not mu'ad because we know for sure that it hasn't hit the Gedolim, right? So again, ha'istam mehav mu'ad hakamashman that filum l'katanim gedolim nami istam mehav mu'ad. El iamart ena mu'ad katanim katani. If we could say like Rav Papa, which says if it's mu'ad, telling me a halacha, mu'ad katanim means it's not mu'ad for gedolim, then and stam lo have mu'ad. Hashta Yishloma, what are you telling us? Mikatanim, mikatanim da alma stavi lo have mu'ad. According to you, right? According to you, you're telling me that mu'ad for one min is not mu'ad for the other min. So therefore, katanim, if you're mu'ad for katanim for sure, you're not mu'ad for katanim for for horses, right? You're not considered muad. But megatanim gedolim shrichel lemeim don't have muad. Why do you have to tell me from getanim to gedolim it's not muad? What's the Mishnah telling me? In other words, if we already know that muad for one min is not muad for another min, therefore muad for ketanim of shoros is not muad for horses, what's the chiddush of telling me, this is the question, what's the chiddush of telling me that if it's muad for ketanim, it's not muad for gedolim? We already see it's not muad for other minim, it's not going to be muad. Seems to be saying his assumption is that it's more of a chiddush to move from ketanim to gedolim than to move from one species to another species. But with that assumption, if he's already teaching me that it's just because you're moved from one species, not moved to another species, why do you have to tell me that if he's moved for ketanim, he's not moved for gedolim? So Rav Papa asked what everyone else is thinking. Rav Papa Amalei, it's trich. Sakadai the chamin, the whole parts be, but who mean a parts be? For loshna gedolim today, loshna ketanim today. Kamash malad, lo havi muad. No, he's saying, because it's a species. You would have thought that once it became muad for one species, for one area in that species, for the ketanim, he's used to being no gayah for that species. And it would make a difference to him whether it's big or small. So kamash malad, the Mishnah teaching us a new din and a sefer, that's not the case. Just because it was nogeya ketanim, that means it likes to pick on people small, on things small in it. It won't pick on things that are bigger. It's scared. So therefore, there is an extra din. There is a chiddush in telling me that if mu'ah l'ketanim is not mu'ah l'gedolim. Okay. So we were doking that raya for Rav Zvid. Rav Papa daik mireisha. Rav Papa made his dik from reisha. Again, Rav Papa's din is that it's a halacha. Mu'ah the one min is by definition not mu'ah to another min. Rav Papa daik mireisha. The ketani, we've got the whole group here today. The ketani. Muad la adam ain't a muad la behema, right? The Rashi says if you're muad to a person, you're not muad to behema. We have to remember also that the Rishonim all say it's much more difficult for a shor to be nogeach a person because of the concept of la adam yesh mazla. Adam has a mazel. Two definitions of Adam have a mazel. Either the adam has an angel that watches it and has mazel, or the adam is a pikeach and can try to avoid being hit more than an animal can. Which I don't know. Animals sometimes have more survival instincts in the wild than the person does. But that's what the Gemara says. So Rav Papa Daikman Reish to Ketani, Muad Adam Ena Muad Behema. The Iyamar Bishlama Muad Tnan, if you're going to say like me, that Muad Tnan, right, that it's a halacha, and Stam Lo Habe Muad, and Stam, if you're Muad for one, you're not Muad to another, Hakamash Malon. So our Mishnah is teaching us a new din. That feel may Adam Le Behema, Nami Stam Lo Habe Muad. Even to come to teach us, even Muad to Adam, which is much more difficult to hit, nevertheless, we Stam, you're not Muad for Behema. That's the halacha. That would be the halacha. If you're going to tell me, like for you, Razvid, that ve'eno, which means the kavanah of the Mishnah, tell me that daka when we know that it's not muad to another animal, do we consider it time for that animal? But hashtama have muad. But if we don't have a hochacha that it's not muad, stam it is considered a muad. Hashta yishlomar. So you can tell me behema le behema stam have muad, right? So from a behema to a behema, stam is a muad, right? May Adam lebehema tzricha lenemer to have a muad. So it says the Mishnah says Adam lebehema. So from behema to behema, stam is a muad. From if you muad to an Adam, of course it's going to be muad to a behema. Adam has mazel, right? May Adam lebehema tzricha lenemer to have a muad. That can't be the case because if it's muad for an Adam, kosher can't be muad for a behema. Because if it's muad for a behema, it's muad for another behema. So therefore, the diak when it says may Adam lebehema, it says. It has to be teaching me halacha, right? By Rav Papa teaching me halacha that even if you're muad la'adam, which is more difficult to damage, you're still not considered muad to behema. Okay, Rav Zitz says no. That's not a raya. Reisha achazarakai. The Reisha is talking about, and it's tough to read the Mishnah this way, but the Reisha is talking about the muad shor changing back into a tam. How does that happen? Razvid Amar Lacha Reisha Achazarakai. You could go into Havi Muad La'adam and Muad Behema. It's Muad La'adam, and it was Nogeach a person three times, so now it's Muad La'adam, it's Muad La'Behema. The Hadr may be Behema. But then, three times in a row, it passes by Behema and doesn't, and it's not Nogeach it. So it's Chazer for being a Muad for Behema. Right? The Hadr, right? Muad La'adam Behema, the Hadr may be Behema, the Kai Gabe Behema Klosser Zimni below Nogach. So Mao the Tame, you would have thought, Kavan the low Hadr Behema Adam. Since it wasn't Chazer from Adam, right? So then Chazara the Behema, Lav Chazarahi. So the Chazara to bring it out of the Behema is not considered enough. Because the whole reason it became Muad was because there was no Geach Adam. Now it's only being Chazer from Behema. But maybe it should still be considered Muad, because it's still Muad to an Adam. Right? So Kamash Malan, the Chazar de Behema, Mia Chazarahi. So from Kamash Malan, it's come to teach us that just because you're moored for the Adam, you're not necessarily going to be moored from the Behema because we're talking about the case of Chazara. If you're chosen from the Behema, then you become a Tam to the Behema. That you're the sure becomes a Tam to the Behema, but it maintains the status of moored for the Adam. Okay? Not so clear how to read the Mishnah now. But still, that's he's talking about Chazara. So now the Gemara asks, wait, I'm going to bring a Braisa that seems to show that the Tanakam that Braisa argues. Right? Meisvei, Sumchus Omer. Sumchus says, Muad la'adam, Muad la'behema, Mikal v'chomer. He says that if you that the din is that if you're Muad la'adam, you're Muad la'behema stam, it's a chavachomer. Ma la'adam, Muad, if you're Muad to an Adam that has mazel, la'behema l'kol shekein, then l'kol shekein you should be Muad to a behema, which does not have mazel. So that's Michlal. Sumchus is arguing with somebody. Michlal the Tanakama, which is we're going to, for some reason we're assuming that Tanakama is the same author of our Mishnah. Michlal the Tanakama, ain't a Muad. Ka'amar. Mechala Tanakama holds that Muad la'adam is not Muad la'behema. Stam. Unless it becomes clear to us that he spoke after the behema three times. So Mashal the Tanakama is arguing with Rav Zvid and holding like Rav Papa that the Stam din is just because you're Muad to one species, you're not Muad to another species. So I don't see what the problem is. Number one, you can say that Rav Zvid holds like Sumchus. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Amlecha Rav Zvid. No. Rav Zvid wants to say that even the Tanakama, even our Mishnah, holds like me. And Sumchus is arguing about the case of Chazara also. Amalach Razvid, Sumchus Achazarakai. Sumchus is talking about Chazara. And this is what he comes to say. The Hachik Amalei, the Tanakama. This is what he says in Tanakama. Dika Amarta, you say, the Tanakama, the Chazara de Behema, Chazarahi. He says, Sumchus says to the Tanakama, you say that if you're Choser from the, let's say according to Tanakama, like out, like Rapapa, the guy, the animal was Nogeach three times, a person was Nogeach three times a Behema. So it's Mu'ud La'adam, it's Mu'ud La'Behema. Now it's Choser from Behema. According to the Tanakama, Sumchus is saying, according to Tanakama, that means you will Choser from the Behema, so now you're Tam to a Behema, but it's still a Mu'ud to the Adam. But comes Sumchus and says, I'll say no, Chazar from Behemah is not considered Chazar. Even if it doesn't hit a Behemah three times, it's still going to be Muad until it's Chozer from hitting a person. If it wasn't Kamahadr Bey from the Adam, L'Kolshekein, it's not Kamahadr Bey from the Behemah. If it's still hitting Adam, which has Mazel, Kolshekein, it wasn't Chozer from hitting the Behemah, which doesn't have Mazel. Doesn't matter, because it's much more difficult for him to hit the, it's still Muad for the person, which is much more difficult. So if it's going to hit the person, Kavachom, it's still Muad for a Behema. Even though, you're right, but that's going to be the other mind the Amr is going to say, listen, if it doesn't hit this species three times, it should be closed there. Some people say, no, Kavachomer, since it's still Muad for the Behema, for the Adam, it's still Muad for the Behema. I don't know, so does that apply to her? Sure, I don't know. But it's interesting connection. Right. Here it seems we're going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is also makes sense because Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana in the Mishnah also. Right. Rabbi Meir was the one who said that, and I think we passed like Rabbi Meir, that children pull on its ears or something like that and it doesn't pull them back. Okay. So now we have no rayas from the Mishnah, but we're going to bring other rayas. Amar Rav Ashi. Ashi has five pages, I think, on an Aleph, so you know it's a long one. Amar Rav Ashi. I'm going to check. Tashma. We're going to bring a proof for Razvid. Amar Lufnei Rabbi Yehuda. Six. Okay, I missed one. Amar Lufnei Rabbi Yehuda. Hareze mu la shabbosos ve'ena mu li moschol. Amar lehen la shabbosos v'shalam ez sholim yimos lechol v'shalam v'chati nezek. So that was the case in our Mishnah. They asked him, if you're mu la Shabbos, not mu la chol. Rabbi Yehuda answered that you pay nezek sholim on Shabbos and chati nezek on the yimos chol. So the e-amar bishlama ena mu'ad, if we're going to say like Razvid, that we're talking about it's ena mu'ad, meaning the Talmidim walked up to him and said, we have a shore that we know is Muad l'Shabbos, but it's not Muad. We have a shore that's Muad l'Shabbos, but it's not Muad for Yimos HaChol. So then, Shiyuli hu dekamashule. So they're asking him a question. What's the halacha? But, Muhunami kamahadrulu. And he answered them that the din is that it's Muad l'Shabbosos, and it's not Muad for the Chol. You pay Nezek Shalom for Shabbos, and Chatzin Nezek on the Chol. El Iyamart Eina Muad Katani. If you can tell us that the Girsa of Mishnah, I guess they're assuming that the Girsa of the Mishnah is throughout consistent. If you're going to say that the Girsa of a Mishnah is Einamu Katani, then Agmur Yehuda Kamagar Magmile. The Talmud Gemara asks him a question. They're telling him Malacha. They're saying, if you read the Mishnah, so the Mishnah would say, Hareze Mu'la Shabbosos Einamu Yimos Chol. It's a statement. It's not a question. If it's Mu'la Shabbos, the Talmud Gemara is saying it's not Mu'la Yimos Chol. So a gemuri who the magmilei v'suv ihu makam hadulei. So what's he answering them? Oh yeah, you're right. So he pays nezek shalom on one and chatzin nezek on the other. If you're up to daf lamed zayin and bava kama, you don't know that a shor muad pays nezek shalom and a shor tam pays chatzin nezek. You have to do some chazara. Because so what's he answering them? They told him that this is the halacha. Shor nogeach muad b'shabbos ain't a muad l'chol. So therefore, he sees seems to be a raya that the girsan our mishnah is v'eino and not eino. That's one raya. And then Amar Rav Yana Emiration Amideika. From our ratio, we can also make a deal that Razvid is right. Dekatani, because it says in the Mishnah, it says et shemuad lo misharin nezek shalim, that she'enamuad lo misharin chatzin nezek. Okay, whatever it's, for what it's muad for, it pays full damage. What it's not muad for, I mean what it's time for, it pays chatzin nezek. V'i amart bishlama, right? If you can say like enamuad v'enamuad, like it's telling me that it's not that stam it is a muad, right? The Perusha coming farishly. So the Mishnah is now explaining the halacha, right? Mishnah is saying at shemuad lo mishalim nezek shalim, that she'enamuad lo mishalim chatzin nezek. We established that it's muad for this; it's not muad for this. So you're giving the halachas for each of the cases in the Mishnah. But ella iamart enamuad paska right katani right. If you can say that enamuad, meaning that all these things in the Mishnah are paska, right? Mat 2, right? What do you need the Mishnah to write more? Et shemur lo mishalim nezek shalom, she'enamu lo mishalim chatzin nezek, ad hashta lo shemin dahasam mishalim chatzin nezek, amu mishalim nezek shalom. I'm not sure what the raya is. He seems to be saying that if it's like your din, Rapapa, that it's a that all you're just saying is that muad lezez, enamu lezez. Again, like I said before, why don't you have to tell me the halacha afterwards? What's chatzin nezek and what's nezek shalom? You already know what those halachas are. We're up to daf lamed zayin. We know that the halacha is, so why is the Gemara, the Mishnah have to explain that halacha again? But and if we're going ve'enamuad, I don't understand how that. What's the difference? Ve'enamuad, it's perusha kamefarish.
Just a description of the animal.
Okay, so that works. But according to so you see from here now that the Gemara seems to be leaning towards the reading of Rav Papa that stam if it's muad l'zeh stam it's muad something else unless you know otherwise. But then the Gemara says, "I the imkimti lomer nami isa the Rav Papa." But now the Gemara starts asking shaylos according to the sheet of Rav Papa, which seems to be hold like Rav Papa. The imkimti lomer, if you want to say nami isa the Rav Papa, that we still hold like Rav Papa, even after all these riots. Nevertheless, when we say the halacha is like Rav Papa, that bestama a shor does not become muad, a shor only becomes muad to the minute it's nogeach. That muad lezeh ain't a muad lezeh. The Gemara asks, but if it's nagach shor chamor v'gamal, if it goes after three different species on three consecutive occasions, nasem muad l'kol. In that instant, if that's the case, it becomes muad to all animals because it shows that it has no discretion. It doesn't make a difference between what it's hitting. It's muad. In this case, it's not muad lezeh. It's muad l'kol. Okay. Now the Gemara asks other questions. And the pashas of the Gemara seems that we're asking questions according to the sheet of Rav Papa. Tosos goes through. Sorry? So that there's a Tosos earlier. I didn't look it up. There's a Tosos earlier that says if you moved all these behemoths, are you moved to a person or not? I think it's a machlokas. I'm not sure. I didn't get a chance to look at it. So.
I think we had. If you mix people.
People inside, it becomes moved. If a person's in there. If a person's in those three, then it's muad for Adam and for behemoth. But if it's Nusur Chamor Gamal, it's not muad for a person. I don't remember. I don't remember what the maskana was. But so you see here now also, we seem that these questions seem to go with Rav Papa, and Tosos tries to figure out each time maybe it's also a Shaila on Razvid. But Pasha says we're talking about Rav Papa. So Tana Rabbanan, Ra'ashor Vinagach. Okay, so it's going to go now, it's going to skip. It sees on day one, it sees a Shor and it's Nogeach. On day two, Shor below Nagach. Then day three, shor v'nagach. Then shor v'lo nagach. Then shor v'nagach. And then shor v'lo nagach. So nas emur l'sirugin. So now it becomes a emur l'sirugin l'shvarim. Okay? It becomes a emur l'sirugin that it damages, it attacks shoros bedilug. Every other shor it damages. So if it attacks two shvarim, so only for one of them is he going to pay, is it muad, for the other one he's considered a tam. But it says l'shvarim. Only l'shvarim, the Gemara says, which is like Rapapa. Because according to Razvid, stam muad the one, you're muad to the other. According to Rapapa, it shouldn't have said the shvarim. It should have said nasa muad l'sirugin. Because he says if you muad to one, you're muad to the other. So it says l'shvarim, seems to be going according to the din of Rapapa. Okay? So it becomes l'sirugin. So what happens? Right, again, so it's one, it's every other one it becomes muad for. Tana Rabbanan. Again, I'm wondering if it's it has more the dilugim, and then it hits three times on the off day, on the time days. I guess then it becomes more for everything. But Tana Rabbanan, ra'a shor b'nagach. It sees a shor, right? A shor b'nagach, and chamer v'lo nagach. But then, and then it sees a donkey. Sus b'nagach. Then it hits a sus. Gama lo nagach. Parag nagach. Arad v'lo nagach. So then nasa mula serugim akol. In this instance, it becomes mula serugim akol. This is definitely like Rav Papa. Definitely like Rav Papa. Because according to Razvid, it should have just been any three. You would have been in becoming a mu'ad. You would be mu'ad to all of them. Okay. Ibai luhu. Ask another. I'm going to ask a question. Fine. Ibai luhu. Nagach shor v'shor chamor v'gamal. It does five things. Hits a shor, three shavarim in a row, then a chamor v'gamal. Mahu. What's the din? What's the sadeh of the safek? Oh, 10 minutes. Hai shor basra basra shvarim shadin alei vakati the shvarim hu dia ayid l'midach kuni lo yadid odil ma hai shor basra basra chamor v'gamal shadin alei v'idali l'chulim mini. The middle shore, the third thing that damages, do we say that it's considered shore, mu'ad for shvarim, but not mu'ad for anything else? Again, it's clearly like Rav Papa. Or do we take that third shore and put it to the other two, the chamar and gamal, and say now he's mu'ad for everything? Right? So read the Gemara again. Shore, chamar and gamal mahu. High shore, basra, shvarim, shadinale. Do we take the last shore that it was nogeach and throw it with the first two shvarim? Right? And v'akati l'shvarim hudi yayed l'midei achrinei lo yayed. So therefore, he becomes a muad for shvarim, but he's not a muad for anything else because he only was nogeach other things twice. O dilma, or do we say haishor basra basra chamor v'gamal shadinalei? Or do we say that the shore we put with the last two things that he damaged? So he damaged the shore chamor v'gamal v'yayed le l'kulei mine. And now he becomes muad for everything. Again, according to Razvid, it should make his difference. Once he's moved for one, he's moved for everything else, unless you have proof otherwise. Okay. So that also says, it's an imtim seilomer. Now, let's say the next case. Chamor v'gamal, shor v'shor mahu. Let's say he does the chamor gamal, shor mahu. Hai shor kama basa chamor v'gamal, shadin alei. Do we take the last shor and throw it with the first two, right? V'yali l'kule mine, now it becomes moved for everything. O dilma, or do we say, Basar shvarim shadin alei. No, we say it goes with its min. It goes after the last two shvarim. Vakati l'shvarim hu d'iyayed l'mina achrina lo iyayed. But for other things, he's not considered. He's not going to be considered. He's not considered muad. Right. So the Gemara Rashi says, look at the top Rashi. Chamo v'gamal shor v'shormau in timtzei lomar. If you would say hecha dehiskel b'shvarim shadin al shor basra basim minayu hachamai. Maybe it seems to me the Rishonim was saying that it makes more. The Gemara is on the assumption that it may make more sense to put the shore with the in the first case. If you put the shore in the first case with the beginning two shvarim, are we saying that's because you take the first three in order, or do we say no? We connect it to what it's to the min. So if we say it's because we put it in the order, so then in the second case also he's more than everything. But if we say we're connecting it to the min, so then in the second case the shor is going to the last two, and he's only muad for shvarim. He's not muad for everything else. Okay. Again, look at Rabbi Elchanan. By Yivailu, he says that in the end we're going to answer that all these questions are going to be teku, right? So he says v'teku the mamon l'kula. So we go l'kula, which means that I guess he's. I think the kula would be. That he's muad to shvarim and he's not muad to everything else, because in that case we pay chati nezek. But that's a chumra. All right, but that again, always have those questions when it comes to chumra kula. It's a kula. I guess in this case, because since we say motzi mechavei olav raya, so the kula.
No raya. Everyone agrees on the case. The question is how do you classify the
animal? Because halacha. So the question halacha. Who gets the money? How much you have to have much money? So it's a kula for the attacker, but it's a kula for the person who is attacked, because he would get
always, always seems to favor the mazik over the nezik.
Right, because it's, I think it's harder to extract money. Maybe not that classic case of motzi mechaver olav raya, but you're extracting money. We try to rather keep the chazaka of cheskas marakama. Again, maybe lowercase motzi mechaver olav raya, not the defined term. But he said, but Rabbeinu Chanan says clearly, ubayi zo aliba de rav papa hu. And Shema Minah Isla Rav Papa. We pass like Rav Papa, even though the Gemara seems to indicate that the Mishnah was more like Razvid. Okay, next case. Shabbos, Shabbos, V'Shabbos, Echa B'Shabbos, V'Shein B'Shabbos Mahu. Okay, It's Nogeach on Shabbos Shmos, Shabbos Bo, Shabbos Bishalach, and then Sunday Monday. What? Ve'era, sorry. Shmos Ve'era Bo, and then it's a big Nav Kamina. Shmos Ve'era Bo, and then Sunday Monday. So what's the story? So, right? Basar Shabbos, who does Shanit Nilei? Do we say that it only goes, we say that the last Shabbos goes according to the first two Shabbosos? Vakati, the Shabbos, who do Yayed, the Mosa Cholo, Yayed. Therefore, the shore is now a Muad, again, Chilik Rapapa. The shore is now a Muad for Shabbosos and not a Muad for the rest of the week. The Shabbos, who do Yayed, the Mosa Cholo, Yayed. O Dilma, Basar Echa, the Shabbos, the Shem, the Shabbos, Shanit Nilei. What do we say? No, that it's the last Shabbos, the Shabbos Sunday, Monday, and now it's Muad for completely Muad. Right? O Dilma, Basar. Maybe this doesn't make a difference for Papa. Okay. So that's one case. Next case. Chamishi b'Shabbos, v'Erev Shabbos, v'Shabbos Shabbos Mahu. Okay? Thursday, Friday, Shmos, v'Erev Bo. What's the story? So, Hash Shabbos Kamaisa, the first Shabbos, Basa Chamishi b'Shabbos, v'Erev Shabbos, v'Din Lei. Do we say it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? That was a mood completely. Alright? V'Yayi L'Kule Yome, Odilmo, or do we say Hash Shabbos Kamaisa, Basa Shabbos, v'Din Lei, Shabbos, v'Din Lei? Or do we say that goes according to the first Shabbos goes after this goes with the last two Shabbosos, and therefore it's only more the Shabbos, and it's not more for the Mosa Chol? So the Gemara says, Teku, and that's what we said. That Teku means Lekula, whatever. Lekula.
These are Imtim Tzilomars.
Right. The Rambam has liked the Imtim Tzilomars. I didn't look it up to what he says. Rashi says it's Imtim Tzilomars. I don't know if the Rambam may not read it that way. I don't know. Okay. Next case. Nagok Shor v'Yom Chamisha Sar B'Chodur Zeh. A shor is nogeach on the 15th day of Tishrei. V'yom shisha sar b'chodur zeh. Then on the 16th day of Cheshvan. I can make sure I get them right. Okay? And then shiva sar b'chodur zeh. On the 17th day of Kislev. Right? Pelukta de Rabu Shmuel. So now the question is it a muad for the 19th day of Tevis?
That's what Tishrei
man. Why? Yeah, but with the shor, we just said, but we still according to the, it could be I don't know why, but no, it would make a difference. What? Right, so we're saying according to Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, you're wearing nice clothing, okay? So I can do it the other way. You can just do Tamuz Avanelov, okay? Now we're okay. Oh, Tuba Av, does it make a difference? They're wearing white clothing? I don't know. So look at the Rabbi Shmuel. This machlokus is the same machlokus as the machlokus of Rabbi Shmuel they have for a woman establishing her vesas. For a vesas lidilugin. Right? The Itmar in Maseches Nida says, Rasa, if the woman saw blood, Yom Chamisha Sar B'Chodesh Zeh, Yom Shisha Sar B'Chodesh Zeh, Yom Shiva Sar B'Chodesh Zeh, what's the story? Rav Amar Kavala Veses, she now has established a Veses Lidilug, meaning that when it comes to the next month on the 18th, we can say that that's when we know she's going to have her Dam Nida, and therefore, we know that any blood beforehand is not going to be Matame anything. She's not, Rashi says, Ein La Veses Kavua Achter Rai Revias Vitches Derai Kamais V'Hok, no, where is it? Rashi says, "Kavala Veses," on the last wide line, "Lidilug, v'kichaze hachrayish re'iyah shlishis b'yudzayim mechodesh shlishi daya shaita." So the next point to Rashi, so the third one, according to most people, it will be the fourth one. On the next time, when she sees on the next one, it's daya shaita. The ena metama taharos me'es la'es. The halacha is that if we don't know when the blood's coming, so it's metama for 24-hour cycle. Anything that she touches retroactively becomes tame. But here, since she knows when the blood's going to come, she's not metama tumel es la'es. It's only on that day she becomes tummy because we established the vesas. That's what Rav says. But Shmuel Amar Asher Tashlis B'Dilug. You have to have three intervals. So it has to be done. It has to be that she saw it was 16, 17, 18, 19. Then there's three. Look at the intervals in between. Three intervals in between. Then the next one from the fifth one, she becomes. You know that she establishes the vesas. It's just sort of finish up in the mission at least. Sorry, Menachem. Amar Rava. Shama kol shofar v'nagach. If someone blows the shofar and was nogeach, kol shofar v'nagach, kol shofar v'nagach. So nasa mu'ud shofros becomes a mu'ud for damaging after he hears the shofar blowing. So if Mati keeps blowing and the shofar damages three times in a row, then I wonder if you can do that. Shama kol shofar v'Rosh Hashanah 3 years in a row. How does that? Does that become a mu'ud for Rosh Hashanah the next year when he blows the shofar? That's my question. Okay. So Gemara says pshita. It's pashut. What's the chiddush? So ma adutema shofar kama siyuta ba'amahu dinakte. Maybe you would have thought that the first time it heard the shofar, that's not establishing a natural tendency. It heard the shofar and got scared, so it attacked, and therefore, you need a fourth shofar blowing in order to establish it as to being a muad. So kamash malan that the three original legichos are enough to make a muad. Should I just read the Mishnah for 30 seconds, or are you going to make Mishnah? Okay, there's a lot to talk about the veses and establishing, but we don't have time. So everyone have a good day.